Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh man, if you could not guess or figure that voice out, then you certainly are not getting my guesses right. Well, it is that time. I made a promise and it's time to deliver on the promise. I'm not going to let him say who he is, but let me say hi.
How are you, Luke?
How are you? You get the voice. At some stage, he was a regular on a spectrum. So there's no way you will not know Mr. Siyakamela. I'm so glad you made it. It is very wet on the roads and you had to drive during traffic.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's bad on the road.
I can understand. Mr. SK, you are coming wearing a totally different hat today.
Yes.
I think we've kind of had a chat around the fact that you do music, though we never did it at length.
Yes.
Because I remember at some point we celebrated one of your awards.
Of the awards,
that was a clue. At some point we also spoke about, musicians, copy, is it not copyright? Copyright and all these other legalities pertaining to music. But today you are coming wearing a different cap. Maybe let's do a proper introduction then in this regard of who you are. The song we just heard, by the way, just starting this chat with Mr. Siyakamela, was actually Halimpotsa by Mr. Poloso Siyakamela. But I don't like the fact that you're written like that.
Yeah.
I think your stage name is Bishop SK.
That's not my stage name. Yes.
I'll fix it for you.
Please.
Bishop SK.
Please.
So in studio today, we don't have Mr. Poloso Siyakamela. We've got Bishop SK. SK.
Yeah.
Maybe let's start here.
Let's
start with the Bishop SK.
Who
are you in music? Let's start there. Let's have a proper introduction of who Mr. SK is.
Okay. Like you've already alluded, Luko, my name is Poloso Siyakamela. Obviously, the listeners knows me from the Legal Junction every Thursdays when we speak the law. But now, like you said, today I'm here with a different cap. I'm here to speak about my music journey and how the challenges that I've met in the industry and the do's and don'ts of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Bishop SK. I'm an ordained pastor. I'm a preacher of the gospel.
So why do you never want me to actually call you Pastor SK? Guys, he doesn't want me to call him.
Yeah, you see, when we do the Legal Junction, we set that aside. Then the most of the people, they always ask me, Luko, to say you are ordained to as a pastor and now how did you arrive at Bishop SK, the music name?
Yeah.
The Bible says it is good to desire the gift of a bishop or the office. You see, so and I wanted to use a different name from what I use from my profession and all that. So that is why I had to come up with the name Bishop SK to say for my music. This is the brand that I will push, Bishop SK, other
than
Poloso
Siyakamela.
There's a distinction between Poloso Siyakamela and Bishop SK.
All right. Let's then go back, Mr. Siyakamela, because we're getting a different person today. We're getting Bishop SK in his element.
Yes.
Music. Let's start with music. I always love hearing, these stories of why? Where did it all start? A lot of people will tell you, I've sang for as long as I can remember, from when I was a kid, Because I know my mom used to put me on the spot when she realized I could actually sing. But I wasn't one of those kids that sang from like 5 years or anything. My thing was dancing back then.
Yeah, and you're good. I heard you singing with my song. You're very good. I think the next project that I'm working on, we should talk.
I'm not at that level, guys. Don't believe it too much. But so where did it all start? Take us down memory lane from when you can actually remember this gift.
Okay. Luko, I grew up from a Christian family. And I grew up from a family of musicians.
There's
an uncle of mine. I always mention him wherever I go. When I do interviews in radios, I always mention him.
I'm guessing he was your inspiration.
Moses Mutsi. Yes.
Oh.
That man played a major role in me being Bishop SK today, because back then we used to do what we call clap and tap.
You did clap and tap.
Yeah, I did clap and tap. Yeah, you see. So we used to go stage, compete with other choirs and so forth. Then that's when my uncle taught me the voices to say, we have alto, mm-hmm. we've got soprano, we've got tenor, we've got baritone.
So then, he tuned your ear.
Yeah, and also had to understand the keys. Mm. You see, to say, for my voice, this is the key that I must move with, you see. So he really played a major role. Then from there, there's a choir that produced many gospel musicians. One I can mention, Psalmist Sfako.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were in the same choir in Polokwane.
Oh.
Called Mankwe Male Voice.
Was it only males?
No, they were female, and I'm still shocked even today why it was called Mankwe Male Voice.
I don't even know why I asked, and because it's supposed to be males.
Yeah, no, they were female. It was a full blown choir, and we used to go and sing in crusades. Mm. We used to go and sing in weddings and all that. You see.
But did you then see yourself one day actually taking music seriously? Because I do understand you had other interests as well.
Yeah.
Other interests that won and made it big, like law, actually.
Exactly. You see, to be honest, God works mysteriously, Luko. Mm. I never thought I can do music professionally, though yeah. I loved music.
It was always there.
Yeah, so there was some conviction of some sort when I went into studio for the first time recording my album, Reabalocha, my first album.
Okay.
And Reabalocha simply saying means I'm greeting you. So I was actually saluting the industry to say, hey,
Nambu
Bishop SK Figi.
I have arrived.
Yeah, I've arrived, you see. So I recorded that album at Fred's Studios in Mafikeng. Mm-hmm. It did pretty well.
Okay.
It did pretty well. Then I went and recorded Harlem Poza, which is a single.
Okay.
The one that you just played.
The one you just played. Oh.
Yes. Then I recorded also Mudimu. That says John 3 verse 16, God so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So that is the essence around the song.
Okay.
You see, so it also did well.
And did you actually write that song, or is it somebody composed that song?
I it's a conviction. I must be honest, wow. Luko. There was never any of my songs, even the ones that you're still going to play, that we had to sit and arrange.
Okay.
We just entered studio and spirit led.
We started singing
and we produced a song. So there's even the one that I'm going to record now lately this year.
Okay.
I still trust the same grace.
Come on.
That I'm not going to sit and say I write or I do what. We as artists, we shouldn't be copycats. Because okay. One artist is writing, that doesn't give a notion that all of us we must write.
Okay.
So I'm a singer of hymns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still go back to the hymn book and take those old hymns and sing them in my own style.
Does that mean you don't have much of an interest in writing, or is just one of those currently it's not in your alley?
If I get a conviction of writing,
okay,
I will definitely write.
Fair enough.
You see, because like I say, I solely rely. Yeah, I solely rely in this grace. Mm. So if God allows me to write, I will definitely write.
That.
Yes, but for now, I'm doing hymns and I love it that way, and that's my style.
You're reminding me of, he does write hymns now though, but Isaiah Templeton from Elevation Worship, it's just one of these things.
Yeah.
To say, hey, hymns all the way, all
yes.
the way. Absolutely
hymns all the way.
It. Yeah. Yeah. And so you walk into studio and you're like, you know what? This is a song we're doing today.
Yeah.
And it's got to be out of the hymnals.
Yes. One goes on keys.
Okay.
Then the band, then we move.
You're moving. All right. Let's talk about, we're going to take one of the songs right now, but I want to talk about one of the challenges, and I think you did speak of them in one of our shows. One of the challenges, or one of the biggest challenges that you've encountered in this journey of music. Maybe if you can just unpack one that you would say, if you're listening right now and you want to pursue music, I would say to you, go with your eyes open in this particular department. What would you say has been one of your challenges?
Yeah, you see, Luko, doing business of music, it's business of
it's
music.
Business of music.
You see, because we take money to record these projects. Then you hear a person says, come and sing in my wedding, come and sing in my party. Then they don't want to put anything on the table. The
it's
next
like
thing,
exposure.
Yeah, the next thing they will be saying, these people are selling the gospel. It's not necessarily that. Business of music has the business side. Hence, you will find people, even people that are not Christians, so to say that, doing the business of music.
True.
Because in that space, it's business. It has got nothing to do with you being a worshiper in church, because that is there is a difference between doing the business of music and being a worshiper in church.
Plus, I always feel, Mr. SK, if you have a problem paying for a person's service, you are at liberty to go for one who will not charge for their service.
You are at liberty to go
instead of abusing people and trying to condemn them for choosing to do the business side of things.
Yes.
I know we were very indifferent with my husband about this one as well.
You see, Luko, that's the biggest challenge. A person will expect you. I once attended an event in Limpopo. Then I realized that there's people that will put you in levels. Do you understand?
Yep.
They will say, this one is a big artist.
So we pay them.
Yeah, we pay them.
And that debate doesn't come up. That money debate doesn't come up when it's the big artist.
Yeah. Then I realized when we were supposed to go and sleep, that so and so big artist was booked
at a hotel.
Then I was asked to go and sleep in one of the congregants' houses, you see.
Then where was your car?
My car was there.
I would have gotten inside my car.
You see. So then I realized that there is if you are doing this business of music, if you don't take yourself serious, no one will take you serious.
And nobody will respect you.
Yes. So nowadays, it's either if you call me, we adhere to the business music, or you leave me, I focus on my profession.
Of course. If I say to you, then I'm okay with it, great, but don't give me that exposure card.
Exactly. See, because when I record, I don't record and they say we will record you, then you will pay later after you're exposed. The producers want their money now.
And there's no currency called exposure.
There's no currency called exposure. Nah, I can't pay bills with exposure.
Well, so okay, let's actually take this song, Modimo Uratile.
Yes.
And then we'll come back and complete this chat.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Bishop SK with Modimo Uratile brings us to 14 minutes to 5. You know, Mrs. SK, I don't speak Sotho, Tswana, Pedi. Honestly, I can't even distinct much, but I now can actually understand a bit.
Yes.
I could actually hear and make sense of the words. So I'm very appreciative. So, man, that's an amazing song. Maybe you did kind of get into that song. Why particularly that song? Maybe take us back to that day of recording of that of this particular song.
This song, Luko, it's about the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, I'm just one person that loves telling people about God, because I am who I am today because of God.
Mm.
You see, because the Bible says some trust in their chariots, some trust in whatever, but it's very important that people in the days and time we are living in, they should take the Lord seriously. Do you understand?
Yep.
Yeah, because there's people that are solely relying on their power.
Yep.
Relying that everything could be done by money. Relying that everything. But it's also very important. Actually, it's highly important that people should put their trust in God.
I always say, if you think your qualifications have placed you where you are, then go to a place where somebody holds the same qualification with you, but they've never been employed a day in their lives.
Exactly.
And tell me if it's truly about the qualification or the grace
no,
of God.
No, it's not about qualification.
Yeah.
It's about my pastor normally say this, that we carry different level of grace. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's about the level of grace upon a person and not necessarily the education.
It's not our efforts. I mean, you could put in all the effort and you'd still see it not yielding anything. Until we get to a point where we know it's really up to God.
It's really up to God.
It's really up to God. Mm. So that's what inspired this particular
song. So that is basically this song. And I just wanted to take this song. We used to sing it back then, Luko, when we were still at preschool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we used to sing it at a very tender age. So I was like, no, you know what? Let me take the same song.
Bring it back.
And bring it back with a vibe.
Yeah. You see? Like a proper vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
Me.
You see.
No, I'm really happy. Let's talk about also who you have worked with. Are you one of those people who say, you know what? I want to work with so-and-so. You know, I've worked. Who have you worked with along this journey? Also, that's had quite an impact in this journey of yours.
Luko, you know, when I entered the music industry, I had grace. I normally don't like to call people great artists because I do not honor a man. I honor the God
in
a man. You see. So, but I had grace to work with great artists.
Mm.
If I mention them, I mean, we'll sit here until 8 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
Yeah. When I started pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah, because most of the so-called great artists or big artists, or maybe should I call them seniors, because they started
before
me.
Okay.
Yeah, so they've been very good guys in around my space. I will mention the likes of Eben Majila, William Sejake from Joyous Celebration.
Man.
I would mention the likes of Peter Mabula. There's just the list is endless.
Mm.
You see, I'll mention your Lucas Maloma. So those are guys that are in the industry, and they welcomed me very well. Ntate Sipho Makhabane. You see, so I'm in talks, because remember, other in this industry you must be wise.
Yeah.
So I realized that these guys, they do music business, but they also need someone that can draft contracts.
Come
for them
on. So you had something to offer. You were like,
so
hey, you could help me, but I am also bringing value.
They helped me with experience in the industry. You see.
And you help protect them.
Then I help protect them that, guys, you're not supposed to perform for free. Let's have a proper contract that will bind the event organizers to pay what is due to us.
Where they know their repercussions should not be honored.
You see, so I use that legal space to also assist them as colleagues.
Mm. That's good. I love that you came into a relationship and said, hey, I've got something to offer.
Yeah, you see, you can't just come empty-handed. You must come with something to offer.
Oh, man, I love the sound of that.
Yeah, so that's basically that. I've worked with very great artists, and I'm working on a single now.
Wait, before we get to that single, we're coming to a single. I know you're also award-winning.
Yeah.
Fill us in quickly.
You see, last year, 2024, I took Best Male Artist.
Come on.
Ingoma.
Come on.
Yeah, Ingoma, independent artist. Because sometimes us as independent artists, we are not recognized. Mm. So we thank organizations like Ingoma, Dr. Yep. Dendra Suluma, for recognizing independent artists, because it's very painful that you do projects and your work is not recognized.
True. As much as we're not working for that, but at some point,
yes,
you want to see what you're doing.
You want to see what you are doing. So I took 2023. I took Best Music Video.
Come
by, Mudimu. Mudimu took the Best Music Video.
Hmm.
Ingoma also. Then 2024. We took Best Male Artist. Ingoma. So we trust in God. We'll be also entering some awards.
Come on.
This year.
Come on.
And we thank God that the same grace that carried us in 2024 will continue to carry us going forward.
Wow. Now, let's talk about what's still to come, you know, from the single, which we're about to chat, to things we really should be looking forward to in this journey, especially this year.
Yeah.
What should we expect from you?
I'm going to record a single, Tato Yahao.
Okay.
Yes, simply says
Tato Yahao Ipete.
Yes, let your will be done.
Mm.
You see, so it's also coming with a vibe.
Oh,
it's a normal song, but when Bishop SK is going to do
the
it,
sound will be different.
It's just going to be different. You see,
I like
so and I'm also recording. We're in studio on Saturday with Eben Majila. We are releasing two songs together. We are doing a collab.
Come on,
yeah. Because one of the things, Luko, I realize in this industry, gospel artists do not support each other like any other genre. They are so jealous. I don't
jealous
know
of
why.
Each other.
Yeah, I mean, we sing about God, but you expect me to connect you with geeks, but you can't connect me with geeks.
Yeah.
You see, that's cruelty.
Yeah.
So I'm also, it's also my mission that I think God placed me in the industry for a reason.
Yeah.
So I will also be doing workshops and gospel events. The reason being to push and to promote the spirit of unity amongst gospel artists.
It should start with us.
Yes.
It should
really
start with us. We should set the tone.
Exactly. You see, so that's basically what I will be doing this year, making sure that there is unity in the gospel industry. Because, I mean, there is more power if we are together than when you want to do things in isolation.
That's true. Now, before we play the last song with Bishop SK, it's so difficult to confine myself to the please, if you can just give us social media handles.
Facebook.
How do we reach out?
Facebook, I'm Bishop SK. Actually, I'm Bishop SK anyway.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere I'm just Bishop SK.
You'll only find one Bishop SK.
Yeah, you'll only find one Bishop SK. There is no other Bishop SK except this one.
So if one wants to reach out to you, simple. Instagram.
Yeah, Bishop SK.
Bishop SK.
Yes.
Facebook. Are you on TikTok?
Yes.
Oh, TikTok. Bishop SK. But then I need to catch on with life because I'm only on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Bishop SK, any parting words you'd love to leave us with?
Firstly, I want to thank the management of Radio Pulpit for the opportunity. You know, it's very difficult to get a radio interview as a gospel artist. And I must be honest, this is my very first radio interview for 2025 talking about music, and I'm happy that I'm
it
doing
started
it
here.
Yeah, at home. You see. So
before, at home you are appreciated.
Exactly. I'm appreciated at home. Yeah. So even when I'll be going to other stations and stuff,
you
I'll
know
tell
you've
them
got the blessing
that I'm
from in home.
At home I'm being loved, and thank you so much for the opportunity, and also to the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Continue supporting the music of Bishop SK, and God richly bless you.
Bishop SK, Mr. SK, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. I'll see you at work on
Thursday.
On Thursday, ne?
Do you want to sign out?
Yeah. That today I'm not signing out. Today I'm thankful for this interview, and may God bless you.
Okay, this is how you're gonna sign out today. Yeah. You're going to introduce the song.
Okay.
Introduce it for me. Which song is coming up?
This is Mohlolohlolo by Bishop SK.
Come on.
Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.